9922.
Valley Talk on News Talk 1580 KGAL.
Today, Valley Talk brought to you by our friends at Sully's Stay and Play Doggy Daycare. Supervised play care for your dog while you go about your busy day. If you got a big dog, they've got a special area for the big dogs. If you got a small little dog, they've got a special area for the little dogs. They're not intimidated by the big ones, but all of them play well together and get along. And they're all supervised by folks who know what they're doing. Safe, friendly, happy. If it's nice weather, it's outside, indoors, when it's inclement. Sully Stay and Play Doggy Daycare with home-baked doggy treats, a wide variety of pet supplies. Some of those pet supplies really unique. Sully Stay and Play Doggy Daycare, 410 Pacific Boulevard in Albany, sponsoring Valley Talk today. Today on Valley Talk, we have the pleasure of chatting with Dr. Daniel Mosher. He has offices in Albany and has been serving many folks there as their primary care physician for
just about 6 months now.
So, 6 month checkup here for you.
Right.
What about it is exactly what you thought it would be like, and what is different than what you thought it would be like when you opened up your own practice?
Certainly, going into medicine, opening my own practice wasn't necessarily something I sought out to do, but it became imperative to being able to practice medicine the way that I was called to through direct primary care. And so it's definitely had its understandable challenges, right? Opening a practice and owning a business.
Oh, yeah.
But the means to do that is allows me to be able to practice medicine in a very meaningful way through direct primary care. So certainly worth it, and it's been an adventure. It's exciting, and it's really very meaningful.
So I want to dive into direct primary care a little bit here in just a moment, but before we do, let's get to know you a little bit.
Sure.
For the folks who haven't met you yet, tell them about where you came from and what led you into becoming a physician. You mentioned already that it wasn't necessarily what you were thinking about doing with your life early on. So tell us about this backstory, so to speak.
Yeah, I really grew up in Oregon since the fourth grade in Portland, and spent most of my time there. Completed my undergraduate degree there at Portland State University.
What did you start out studying at Portland State?
So really, I started out pursuing nursing, interestingly. And through that process of doing the prerequisites for nursing school, figured out that, maybe I actually want to go a little deeper and do a different path. And all these careers in healthcare are all very, very good paths to healthcare, but you start to look at your own personality and traits and your strengths. And for me, it was directing me towards medicine. And so after really just talking to some different physicians and asking them about what they do and what they what the path is.
So you did a little research then.
Well, yeah, I think anybody who's gonna commit a large portion of their life towards a profession would hopefully
and large expense as well.
Yes, and a large expense would hopefully do some research. Now you can never fully prepare for what you might come up against or what you might actually end up doing, but certainly I spent some time with physicians and local mentors in Portland were very helpful in allowing me to figure out, hey, is this something I really want to do? And ultimately landed on, yes, this sounds like a path I want to go down. So then I changed to the sciences and got my degree in microbiology in Portland.
So you have a degree in microbiology.
Yeah, correct.
And then you come to Comp Northwest in Lebanon. So talk about the decision to go there and end up being a graduate of the second class ever there at Comp Northwest in Lebanon.
Yeah. Well, my wife of now 13 years, we met in Portland and we really didn't want to move away from our families. So there at the time of me going through the process of applying to medical school, OHSU was the only medical school in Oregon. And it was really by happenstance that Comp Northwest started to plant its roots during this time when I was, studying undergraduate and pursuing mm-hmm. medicine. It happened to open up right when I was applying. So I looked and, this looks pretty interesting. It was brand new. they were really still doing construction on the building when I was looking into going there. And yeah, I went down and applied and interviewed, and I really liked the small town feel.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was totally a unique experience for a medical school to be in a small town.
Generally, they're in metropolitan areas.
Yeah, almost always. And so that was, it was cool. The whole community really seemed to support this new endeavor. And it was exciting, and really allowed me to focus my energies on just studying medicine. You know, there wasn't as much to do, right? In Lebanon, not as far as the entertainment type of industry, the food. Portland has so much of that. And
you could get distracted pretty easily.
Yeah, and just sitting in traffic, right? That's going to take a lot of your time too.
Oh, yeah.
So Lebanon was refreshing from sitting in traffic in the grind, to be able to just drive 5 minutes to work every day to go to school.
So you and your wife moved to Lebanon while you went to school.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, yeah. And so we just got plugged into the school, and we really just fit in. And found this, we immediately thought, man, this is a really cool place to be. I was the second class, the second graduating class to start.
How many in your class?
There was around 110, yeah, in my class. So, and I think that's been pretty consistent going forward.
Yeah, about that many each year.
Yeah.
So you're in Lebanon, you graduate. Now you're thinking, okay, now where do I practice? What do I do?
Right.
So tell us about how this all happened and how you ended up in Albany.
Well, through the process of going to medical school, you know, you get your degree, your medical degree or your DO degree, and then you have to figure out what specialty you want to do, right? You know, you have a platform to go be a doctor, but it requires more training in a particular specialty. And that's a difficult thing to figure out in the process of studying medicine in med school is, what do I ultimately want to do? And for me, it was about figuring out, okay, I want to do family medicine. And that's ultimately where I landed because of my, you know, my breadth of interests and the impact that I wanted to have.
So you didn't want to be a doctor that specialized in one particular area and was locked into just that for the rest of your career.
Right. Well, and family medicine is a fairly broad scope. Right, you can study. You're involved in every aspect of things. On a more, you know, you're not going to be a super specialist about anything particularly, but you're interested in the whole scope of a patient's health and care and their families, right? And that interests me a lot. And so I wanted to just get as good a training as I could in family medicine, and I also wanted to stay in a small town. So I pursued training down at OHSU's rural family medicine residency down in Klamath Falls, which is down in southern Oregon on the border of California, on the east side of the Cascades. And that was a great place to learn how to practice rural family medicine. There's lots of, you know.
What were some of the things they taught you there at that school?
Yeah, there's a lot of agrarian type of folks down there. And there's just a lot of people who live out in the country.
Did you get to intern and
I spent 3 years down there training.
Yeah.
And so in the cool thing about it was you really get to be part of the community. Even as a resident physician, we served a very integral role in the primary care of that community, and it still does. I mean, if you were to take that residency program out of there, the community would feel the weight of that. Of the medicine not being carried out there, and that it mattered. It really took that impact and brought it home to, wow, what we're doing matters here.
So what I've noticed about you as I've gotten to know you is that you have a real caring heart. You actually really are concerned for people. And this is not a skill that every doctor has, unfortunately. I wish that everybody had it, but you're blessed with that. That's the way you're wired. So I'll bet you found in the 6 months you've been practicing in Albany that this is really lining up with you, how you're wired.
Yeah, it really is.
Seems like a natural fit for you.
It once I really went and just committed to direct primary care, the path and doing this, it has just lined up so easily with my own personality and character. So you're right. And I think the biggest challenge was actually deciding, figuring out to make that commitment to do direct primary care, because it's certainly a shift from the norm, where most physicians, for very understandable reasons, are in an employed setting, right? And the self-employed or the primary care doc who's in private practice or a group practice that's privately owned, right, just going into your own practice, hanging a shingle, so to speak, is really going by the wayside. It's not common anymore for various different reasons.
Often it's not the path to great riches, for one thing. And for another, there's a lot more responsibility on yourself and things to worry about and think about when you do it that way than being employed by someone else, maybe being a specialist where you might command a little higher fee as well.
Right.
So all those are considerations. But so you decided that family medicine was where you wanted to go, but now there's different ways to do it. And you ended up using the direct primary care model. So before you describe what that model is, talk about the decision to go that route as opposed to maybe being a doctor under an auspice of someone else, or, you know, where you take in insurance and deal with all that stuff, and the whole different route. But talk about the decision to become direct primary care.
It really, Jeff, stems from, I mean, it is such a big commitment and change that there has to be a motivating factor, right?
Right.
And when we look across healthcare in the U.S. at large, you know, it's a complicated system, right? And those complications, though, that the really complicated nature of healthcare in America, it's taxing on all the people who are involved, patients, physicians, and all the other staff, right? And there's a really, really big problem in healthcare, nurses, physicians, and so forth, of burnout. Right, we all hear about this on the news and so forth.
Yeah,
burnout is a big deal, and we all are trying to figure out what is contributing to this physician burnout problem. And for me, looking at it, most of the things that are out there that I've read is loss of physician autonomy and too much administrative burden are the two most contributing factors to physician burnout. It's not about what we're doing. It's not about the hours worked or the difficult patient, or that's not what it's about.
It's
the other stuff. And so for me, I was looking at it and saying, I need to do this for the rest of my life. I want to love it, right? Commend my whole life to it so far, my adult life.
Yeah.
How might I be able to do that? And so by assuming that physician autonomy again through a private practice and through decreasing the administrative burden, those two things seemed the best bang for the buck, right? In making a choice to do this for a long, long time. So direct primary care was really, it just opened up and, yep, this seems the right thing to do.
All right. There's people listening. They've heard of this direct primary care thing, but never quite got a handle on what it is, how it works. You explain this to people all the time, I know. And so it'd be easy for you rather than me trying to explain it. To explain it to everyone, what is direct primary care, and talk about some of the benefits to both the patient and to yourself, the provider.
So a standard system, it's probably helpful to compare.
Okay, good.
A standard medical practice, say family medicine, you have people who have some form of an insurance, right? And you go get seen by the doctor, and they submit a bill, right? They submit the records to the insurance company, and then you get reimbursed for the services you do. The primary model is a fee for service model. There are other models that are out there, but that's sort of the standard model. So you are then getting your revenues for the work that you do from other people, from insurance companies, right?
Right.
And the patient is, hopefully, right, going to have something that's going to accommodate their ability to get that service. And if not, then it's going to come from somewhere else. So you're having to negotiate and do whatever those people, the insurance companies, in theory, require you to get paid.
All kinds of hoops to jump through here.
Right. That's the big administrative burden, right? That's what we're talking about, is having to check all those boxes and do all those things to be able to take care of your patients. Now, the goal is still for patient care, right? Even insurance, the goal is still to provide good care. But it's really difficult and challenging when we're, you know, I'm out to practice medicine. I'm not necessarily
not cut through red tape and worry about all these regs and one insurance company to the next. There's different requirements and different paperwork, and
Absolutely. Yeah. And so understandably, it is just a sea of paperwork and difficulty.
And so you have to have a staff of people to deal with that as well, because the doctor themselves can't do all that and see enough patients to make a living.
Yeah. I mean, in a standard medical practice, it's about a 1-to-5 ratio of, you know, physician to support staff, right? Just to be able to take care of all that paperwork and billing and coding and sorting through all the paperwork.
Doesn't sound very enticing to me.
Well, it's not very fun, and it's a necessary part of practice, right? But most docs you ask are not going to like that part.
No.
So with direct primary care, what it's doing is saying we're going to cut out the middleman. We're going to cut out getting paid by the insurance companies, and we're going to put the care back in the hands of just two parties, which is the physician and the patients. And so patients will pay directly, and then with that direct payment, you just get the health care that is outlined within the specifics of that direct primary care agreement. So, you know, my patients, the way I have it structured is for a monthly fee that patients pay, or annually, but it's a set fee. And with that, whatever my patients need, they're going to be able to get. So if it's...
So they just make an appointment and come in and see you and and walk out.
Right. There's no co-payments, right? Co-payments is an insurance phenomenon that is trying to cover the cost of all the people paying into that system.
Right.
So because it's just a direct payment, you've already paid for it, right?
It's a monthly fee
that
and most folks have automatically withdrawn, or you can, I guess, come and pay it.
Yeah, but, however, you know, that part's...
It's just a monthly fee.
Monthly fee.
And they just walk in and see you and go home.
So what that allows me to do is, one, keep the administrative burden low. Right. So the support staff.
So instead of 1-to-5 ratio, it's a what? 1-to-1?
Well,
1-to-2?
It could be very, it's depending on how you set up the practice.
Yeah.
It's certainly less.
Yes.
So you can probably reduce that overhead burden by 20-30% easily just by cutting out that the insurance billing aspect.
Wow.
So with that, though, I also can take care of a smaller patient panel size and still be viable as a business. Right. So a typical medical practice of a family doctor who's full is going to have upwards of 2,000 or more patients in their patient practice, in their panel size. For me, I'm going to have a lot less, probably somewhere in that 600-800 range, right? So there's fewer people, which means that I can spend more time. And that's where the direct payment...
So the doctor appointment's not rushed.
Right.
The doctor isn't looking at his watch or her watch and trying to get out as quick as possible, and you feel like, oh, I forgot to ask that question, and they're gone already. And
right,
but you actually can sit and take some time with your patients, and you also actually can know who they are and remember them.
Right. I know all of my patients, right?
Yeah.
And that's the goal, is that my patients know me too. And I can spend an ample amount of time, and you know, every one of my new patient visits is 60 minutes. And a standard visit's 30 minutes. And guess what? I'm not on the computer.
That sounds impossible when you hear that at first. A 60-minute visit with the doctor when you on your first appointment, and then a 30-minute appointment when you come in to see the doctor.
For anything routine,
normally,
right?
It's like 5 minutes is all they're able to spend with you. That's it, and they're gone.
Right. And that 30 minutes is truly 30 minutes, right? Because, you know, any of my patients, you can ask, and I'm not on the computer the whole time, because the reason that people get frustrated with that mentality, you hear it all the time. Oh, I go to the doctor and all they are is just on the computer typing, right? Or whoever you're interacting with.
Yes.
And it's because there's so many things that need to be done that administrative burden carries into the patient room, because by necessity, right? Because if it's not done there, it's going to wait till after work, and then they're not going to get home to see their family.
And you don't have to worry about any of that.
So I don't have to worry, to a lot lesser degree, right? Now, clearly, still medical documentation is important. But the burden of what needs to be in that note is just the pertinent details, right?
Yes.
The things that matter for the patient and the physician relationship and communication, right? So it takes that and whittles it down. And then I just get to spend that face-to-face time knowing my patients. And when you get to do that as a provider, it brings tremendous meaning back into what I do, right? And now I look and I say, I love what I do. Right. It's got its challenges, but I love being a family physician. it's just a joy and a privilege. And I don't associate it with just this burden of administrative paperwork, right? It's not what I think about when I think about my job. I think about the time I get to interact with these patients who are opening up about their lives to me, right? That's a privilege. It's a very unique and sacred type of relationship. And I value it tremendously. And so that is not a little thing. It has a lot of weight to it. And so with that weight, I really strive to try to give that ample time, right, for the patients to be heard. Because that's what it's really, how are you going to get to know what's important to your patient without listening? Because that's going to inform the care that you provide. You got to figure out what matters to them. Instead of my agenda, it's what is the patient value?
You've got time to actually discover
right
what that is.
Yeah. And then it turns out that I actually feel like I can practice good medicine that way too. I can spend the time to figure out what's going on and get the right diagnosis, right? And that's not always what it's all about, but it's important, right? People are yearning for somebody to listen to them, right? We all have problems. We all have these aches and these pains and these issues, and nobody's listening, right? And that's what people are frustrated with.
Well, here's a couple of things that I notice about this direct primary care model. Under the standard model, you're almost afraid to go to the doctor. Sometimes you might put it off when really you should have went with whatever ailment or condition you have. You should have went to the doctor. You put it off, you don't do it, and you just hope to get better. Because of the hassle, the lack of attention from the doctor, because not because they don't care, but because they can't take very long with you, and you feel like they're just going to blow in and out, and it won't turn out really good anyway. Also, the fact that there is no expense when you come in to see the doctor, because you've already been just paying a monthly fee to sort of be a member of the doctor's practice, so to speak, would be one way to describe it. You don't have the extra financial burden. So there are fewer barriers with this model for the patient, and they're more likely to come in when they should and see you. They don't have to worry about some of these other factors that might stop them from actually going and seeing the doctor when they really should.
Right.
That's a powerful thing. So, all right, we've got a lot of people listening right now that are going, I love this guy. He's great. How do I become his patient? Are you able to accept new patients? Are you already full up, or do you have some room for some more people to come and be a part of what you're doing?
Yeah, I still am accepting patients. Like I said, you know, I'm 6 months into it, and so I'm still growing the practice. It's just a privilege to be here. My office is located in Albany because a lot of my patients come from a pretty broad radius, all the way from the coast to Sweet Home, Salem.
Wow, you got people coming from far away.
Yeah, and so Albany's a hub. It's a really central location, so that's where my office is located.
There's a medical plaza, I think, there where you're located,
mm-hmm.
And that's on Walletta Street. That's the plaza there, right off of Highway 99, basically, you could call it there. Mm-hmm. Not too far from where I think the YMCA is located, mm-hmm. That general area.
Yeah, it's just about a block away.
Yeah, right. So that's where they find you. Let's see, phone number or website, or how do they connect with you?
Yeah, multiple ways. The office phone number, 541-928-8414. That's just the front desk line. And then my website is, my practice name is called Veritas Direct Primary Care.
Veritas, V-E-R what?
Yeah, V-E-R-I-T-A-S. It's a Latin word for truth. That's where it comes from.
Oh, nice.
So Veritas Direct Primary Care. You can just Google that, or veritasdpc.com is my website.
Okay.
DPC for direct primary care.
Veritasdpc.com.
Correct. And there's a lot more information on my website as well about some of the finer details about what it is to be a member of my practice.
And you can probably see what the fees are.
Yeah,
so you
the
can
fee
see
schedule's
it
there. Correct.
I've looked at them, and I think for most families and most individuals, it looks very affordable. So, and certainly when you consider all the benefits that you get from having a doctor that can actually spend time with you, it's really affordable.
Right.
So the website again, Veritas, V-E-R-I-T-A-S, VeritasDPC.com. And the phone number for the office is 541-928-8414. 8414, 541-928-8414. It's been a pleasure to chat with Dr. Daniel Mosher. Thank you, sir.
Well, thanks so much, Jeff.
Attention dog lovers, Sully Stay and Play Doggy Daycare provides your dog with supervised play care, providing an active, socialized, and healthy lifestyle for your dog. With a new spacious lobby, full-service dog grooming salon, dog toys, leashes, high-quality food, and homemade treats, your pooch will interact, learn, and play with other dogs under the close supervision of their trained staff as their honored guest. Your dog will spend the day playing with their new friends in either the big dog, small, or shy dog play areas. Obedience and training classes available. Sully Stay and Play provides exceptional daycare service in a clean, happy environment. And you can watch what's going on. Check out SullyStayandPlay.com. Open Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 7 p.m. 410 Pacific Boulevard Southwest, just south of the Albany Railroad Station. Call for details and an interview. 541-981-2789. SullyStayandPlay Doggy Daycare. They care about your pets.
Lebanon shopping, it just makes sense.
Filling out W-4 forms correctly can make a big difference in how much you pay or not pay the IRS. That's why you need Denilas Business and Tax Services. Denilas has a new W-4 calculator that can pinpoint the right deductions year after year based on your business or family. In Lebanon, Denilas Business and Tax Services.
Exclamation Point is your Lebanon needlepoint shop for new ideas in needlepoint. Tough to find at 775 and a half Milton Street, but worth it when you do. Visit shop-exclamationpoint.com for directions to the shop and think, what will I learn new this year?
Need tires? Hi, this is Shane from Kinega Point S Tire and Auto. From lawnmowers to tractors, cars, trucks, and semis, we have your tire. And Kinega's ASE certified mechanics can help you with full auto repair. We even have propane for your barbecue and RV. Kinega Point S Tire and Auto, still at the Y in Lebanon.
Lebanon shopping, it just makes sense.
It's time to take control of your company's transportation costs. PetroCard has been working with commercial companies and their fleets to develop custom fuel management programs for over three decades. Their programs provide access to the two largest cardlock networks in the country, Commercial Fueling Network, CFN, and Pacific Pride. PetroCard operates over 60 stations throughout Washington and Oregon and offers access to over 180,000 stations nationwide. Their fueling stations are open 24/7 and are specifically designed for commercial trucks, making them convenient and easy to navigate. PetroCard fleet cards also reduce unauthorized purchases and prevent theft. You set the approved controls for fuel types, locations, and quantity restrictions, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit them at PetroCard.com or call 1-800-950-3835 and let PetroCard find a solution that works for you. That's PetroCard.com or call 1-800-950-3835 now. PetroCard, more than just fuel.
The earlier you learn to read, the earlier you are going to be able to find success. Strong reading and literacy skills are important for children to excel in school and in life. That's why United Way invests in the Imagination Library. Enroll today in this free book gifting program for children ages birth to five. There are no income barriers. Visit our website at unitedwaylbl.org to register your child today.
Ever talk to a digital goddess? Now you can talk to Kim Komando. Saturday mornings at 8 on Smart Talk 1580.
Today on Valley Talk, we're doing something that we, and when I say we, I mean the staff here at KGAL KSHO, hatched in our fevered brains an idea to contact restaurants in the local area and ask them how they're coping with the coronavirus and how they're getting food to their customers still, et cetera, et cetera. By no means, as I chat with the following four or five restaurants here during this half-hour portion of Valley Talk, in no way do we say these are the only ones out there or support only these. Support all of them, every one of them that you can, certainly. But we only had time to an opportunity to talk to just a few of them. So we're going to feature them on Valley Talk today. Who knows? We might do this again before the coronavirus situation is over and talk to some other restaurants. We'll see. Today, we're going to start with the restaurant that we were enjoying the day that we came up with the idea of doing this program on Valley Talk. We're having a staff birthday party for our co-owner, Charlie Eads, enjoying food that was from Taqueria Dos Arbolitos in Lebanon. And we were saying, man, this is good. Everybody had something different, and it all was delicious. I was enjoying steak fajitas, and we had others with different burritos and various dishes from Taqueria Dos Arbolitos, all created fresh and authentic and just is amazing food. So we were thinking we ought to get a hold of Taqueria and talk to them on the air so people can know that they're open and what food they have available and how they get it. And then we thought, well, we should talk to other restaurants. So that's what we're going to do here on Valley Talk today. We'll start out with Taqueria Dos Arbolitos. We're talking with Sandra from Taqueria Dos Arbolitos, located on West Oak in Lebanon, one of our favorite places here at KGAL-KSHO. We even have our Christmas banquet there at your location. Now, as of right now, though, Sandra, we couldn't come in and eat in your dining room, could we?
No, not at this moment. We're just making orders to go.
But we can come and pick up your delicious food, or we can use the Munchies app, and that's an app you can put on your phone or your device, and we can order that way as well, right?
Yes, you could order from the Munchie service, and then they have our menu, so they could order what they need, and most we have everything, but if we've been having some items that are not in the menu, but we're doing our best that we can.
Yeah, this is something you've just sort of had to make this work on the fly, haven't you, since the governor changed how you're able to do business?
Yes, it's been really hard, but we have to do our best every day.
All right, so it's time now for you, my friend, to make all of us hungry. So Sandra is now going to describe some of the amazing food on the menu that you can get from Taqueria Dos Arbolitos in Lebanon and make your day happier because of eating something incredible. So tell us about the menu.
Yes, well, we try our best every day to come in the morning and cook our good recipes, right? And we have really authentic Mexican food, like real tacos, like carne asada tacos, enchiladas, fajitas, whatever you will to come and enjoy. So I hope that's a great opportunity to stop by and get a really good meal.
Now, everything there at Taqueria Dos Arbolitos is made in the authentic way, and it's made fresh on location, correct?
Yes, that's really good.
Yes, and so this makes you different from kind of the standard, what we would call Mexican restaurant, because we're getting the real stuff at your place.
Yes, and then we make really good chips and salsa, so I hope they order chips and salsa also. That's a really good feeling to get at home and get your really good salsas.
So you're actually making it there, the chips and the salsa, everything.
Yes, we're making everything here.
That makes it taste fantastic. It's nothing quite like Taqueria Dos Arbolitos. Like I say, we at the radio station, we eat there quite often. We have them either we get orders and bring it here to the station when we're having meetings, or we go there for meet because we all like it really a lot. It's good. So, Sandra, then tell us how it works when you come in. Let's say you call your phone number, which is, by the way, 541-258-5798. That's 541-258-5798 for Taqueria Dos Arbolitos. How does it work then when you come to pick up your food?
Yes, well, you call and make your order, and we'll have it ready by when you come, and then we'll have it here on the side. So if however people are comfortable, they could pay over the phone with their card, however it's easier for everybody, so to have everybody happy.
And so if they have to pay in person, they can, but of course with the card is better than with cash these days.
Yes, that's correct.
So you'll find them at 50 West Oak Street in Lebanon, Taqueria Dos Arbolitos. The phone number again is 541-258-5798. Sandra, thanks so much for your time. You take care.
Yes, thank you for all your support.
Next up on Valley Talk, we'll feature a chat with Matt from Conversion Brewing Company in Lebanon. I'm with Matt Cowart from Conversion Brewing Company, 833 Main Street in Lebanon, and we're talking about what things have been like since the governor said, look, everybody needs to stay home and restaurants can only serve customers with takeout or delivery. How are things going at Conversion Brewing Company?
Things are going well. We have a great amount of community support from everyone that are regular customers and people that, you know, have just learned about us too.
Tell me what services you are providing, what food and beverage is available, and how people can obtain it.
Well, I mean, it's we're providing most of the same services we always do. Just the difference is you can't partake of it there. So we're doing food and beverage takeout. We can deliver it curbside too if you'd like. And we also are doing full-time delivery right now.
Full-time delivery. So that's something new for you, right?
Yeah, it is something new for us. We've had some customers ask for it in the past, and you know, we're kind of built around community inside there, but this is kind of taking all that away from us, so we had to find a way to bring that community to you.
So for those that have not enjoyed the great variety and quality food that you guys have at Conversion Brewing, they're thinking you mostly as a brewery. Talk about the food you do have and make it sound delicious, man, because it is.
So we cook everything inside our wood-fired oven, so it's all wood-fired cuisine. We feature Neapolitan-style pizza. But we also have hamburgers and a lot of side dishes. We do some amazing nachos and jalapeno poppers, chicken wings. You know, so we do a lot of things. And we have a daily special that changes every day. You can find it on our Facebook or Instagram page. One of the unique things about our new delivery service is we're delivering all our food in our 77 Cadillac limousine or our 1990 Escort race car.
Oh, very nice. So delivery in style.
In style, right.
That's awesome. Matt is talking with us from Conversion Brewing Company, Matt Cowart. Tell us about the phone number that people would call to get this delivery or to do the takeout.
So our phone number is 541-259-BEER.
541-259-BEER, which I think is 2337, right?
That's right. Yeah, 2337. We also, you know, one of the things that people ask a lot about is, can we deliver beer? And right now we are able to deliver beer, wine, and cider as well. So you can have it delivered with your food or separate.
That's perfect. We're good. So you take care and keep it up.
Okay. Thanks for all you guys do for us.
Outstanding. That is Matt Cowart, who with his wife, Rochelle, they run Conversion Brewing Company, 833 Main Street in Lebanon. Their phone number again for delivery or to order for takeout, 541-259-BEER. That's 541-259-2337. So again, today on Valley Talk, we are talking with some restaurants in the local area. We're offering delicious food and beverage for you on a takeout or delivery basis only, which is the way it's going for all restaurants right now as we go through the pandemic here. Next up, we're going to talk about a couple of restaurants owned by Chris Reese, head of the Albany YMCA. Those restaurants would be Shortstops, Hamburgers, Shakes, and Fries, Major League Burgers, and Southpaw's Perfect Pizza and Sports Pub, both in North Albany off Hickory Street. Talking with Chris Reese, who is with Shortstops, Hamburgers, Shakes, and Fries, Major League Burgers, and Southpaw's Perfect Pizza and Sports Pub. How you doing, Chris?
I am doing great, as good as you could be doing in today's times.
It's kind of challenging for everybody, isn't it?
It is. My heart goes out to everyone out there in our community and across the world in today's pandemic. It's about as tough a times as you can see in America.
So let's just attack the topic of your restaurants separately here. Let's go with Shortstops first. Tell us, first of all, about Shortstops, because for some folks, it's still pretty new, and they may not be familiar with you. What are you guys doing there?
Oh, yes, sir. We've only been open 2 or 3 months here. We sell hamburgers, shakes, and fries. A lot of kiddos working out of there from high school, 16, 17, all the way up through our college ranks of sophomores and juniors, and maybe even one senior in that mix. It's a drive-through only right here at the Hickory Station parking lot, and it's an awesome place. I'm looking forward to serving lots of ice cream over the summer, and hopefully when we get people back in action and out there in the populace again, we'll be selling tons of ice cream.
Is Shortstops drive-through only always, even when it's not coronavirus time?
No, you can actually walk up as well. We're co-located here with The Barn, an awesome new place with food carts, and you can take our food into the barn as well. So we do have a walk-up service as well.
Very good. And that's Shortstops, Hamburgers, Shakes, and Fries, Major League Burgers. Moving over to Southpaw's Perfect Pizza and Sports Pub, you guys branched out a little and got involved with serving food with the Salem Kaiser Volcanoes at their ball games this year, I understand.
Yes, sir. We have a concession stand there, and it's worked out fantastic. Hoping to get a few more ball games in this year at the end of the summer, hopefully. But, yeah, we branched out. We also put another Southpaw's in Eugene. So we serve Lynn Benton Community College here in town. We serve South Albany High School in town with concessions. and then obviously our new location in Eugene, and then Kaiser Volcanoes. So we are expanding.
So a lot of that isn't going on right now with the stay-at-home order from the governor, et cetera. But South Paws is still going on. And tell us all about the menu there at South Paws and how folks can get your food and enjoy it still.
So we're obviously not as robust as we typically are, but we are serving, you know, to-go salads, pizza, wings, and obviously hamburger, shakes, and fries with shortstops. And you can order that through South Paws as well. Limited staff. I've had to lay off, you know, just at around 100 employees across all the spectrum of restaurant industry, and then add that into my YMCA position. That's another 100 employees there. So it's been pretty heart-wrenching to put so many folks on unemployment. But yes, you can. We do a delivery service and a drive-up service. I have my kitchen compartmentalized with caution tape to keep everyone in their own sector, to make sure that we're maintaining social distancing. And we've set up a very sanitary way of doing business here at South Paws and Shortstops with gloves and masks and all the bells and whistles to make sure that we're doing our part to prevent the spread of disease.
So I am familiar with you. We always come to South Paws for Tuesday night trivia and have some pizza or a great salad or, you know, one of the other many, many great delicious things you have there. The location, when I think of it, is just North Albany, and I just go there. How do you tell people to get there when they ask you?
Well, if you're coming from downtown Albany and you come over the bridge into North Albany, if you take that first light coming over the bridge, turn right. It's the only way you can turn. And then the very first left is Hickory. The Davenport family has created this really cool place called Hickory Station about a quarter mile up on the left-hand side on Hickory, just past the hospital. And it kind of has a Central Oregon feel, kind of a villagey Central Oregon, Sun River feel here. And, you know, Gary Davenport and his family have done a great job creating an atmosphere here with the barn. And you know, Ryan owns the postal connections here, and we have a yoga center here. It's just this really cool spot on the south side of Hickory.
And just to make it clear for everybody listening, if I understand things right, then, Chris, for South Paws, people can come in and pick up and take home, or you can deliver in the North Albany area. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay, very good. And then for Shortstops, hamburgers, shakes, fries, you also could potentially deliver that to the North Albany area if through South Paws then.
That's correct. Yep, my delivery drivers are delivering both products, but we typically stay with the hamburger, shakes, and fries in North Albany because we want to keep it as hot as we can. We deliver it. And hamburger, shakes, and fries, as you know, they probably go a little cooler, faster than pizza does in
the
warmers.
Would the 541-791-7663 number be the right one for people to call?
Absolutely.
Good. Okay, so that again is 541-791-7663. And thanks so much to Chris Reese for spending some time with us. All the best to you, friend.
Thank you so much.
Well, he is one busy guy. He's got a couple of great places there for you to enjoy. All right, up next, we're going to talk about J&C Barbecue and Catering on South Main in Lebanon as we, again, feature restaurants today here on Valley Talk. Just a little sampling of some of the many restaurants all around that could really use your support right now and that could provide your family with delicious, healthy, yummy, great, fun, awesome food. All right, and now on Valley Talk, we're enjoying the privilege of chatting with Christy Poteet, who is one of the owners of J&C Barbecue and Catering at 940 South Main in Lebanon. How you doing there, kid?
Doing really good. How are you doing?
Good. Holding up okay these days?
I am every day.
Yeah. So how much did the governor's stay-at-home order and the order about restaurants doing takeout and delivery only, et cetera, how much did that affect what you guys do normally?
It's affected us pretty significantly. We're about 50% down in our sales, so that's a huge hit financially to us. It also affected us when we went down to Redmond for the barbecue competition.
Oh, yeah.
The first day of the competition, we had the orders to go ahead and cancel the competition. So we not only did we lose out on the potential for the revenue that we were looking at getting while we were down there, but we lost the revenue at the restaurant while we were closed.
I just wanted people to understand about your business, how it actually hit you guys, and how they can really help you by ordering some amazing, delicious food from you. How do they get it from you? What way are you getting food to folks these days?
So we're offering a bunch of different things. So number one, people can call in and place their orders. People who are looking for meal preps, large quantities of barbecue, we can do those in 24 hour advance. We're offering curbside so we can eliminate some of the contact from person to person and make sure that we're social distancing like we're supposed to be. And then we're also offering deliveries. Not only are we offering deliveries throughout Lebanon, but now we're offering deliveries in outlying communities.
My goodness. It's like so Sweet Home, or what about Lacombe?
Yeah, so we've actually been delivering out to Sweet Home, Lacombe, and Sio. We're actually looking to expand into Brownsville, Halsey, Shedd, Tangent. Staten has been wanting us to come out there as well. So we're looking to expand to get people food, keep them where they can still be isolated and still have quality meals brought to them.
Christy Poteet from J&C Barbecue and Catering with us at 940 South Main in Lebanon, willing to go out and delivery to almost anywhere in our listening audience, it sounds like. My goodness. So, and this is award-winning barbecue food. When we talk about award-winning, talk about the awards, my friend, so people can get an idea of how special the barbecue that you provide is.
So Joe and I compete professionally. We're members of Kansas City Barbecue Society and the Pacific Northwest Barbecue Association. And we compete in multiple competitions throughout the year. And we're winning awards. We're winning awards on our brisket and our pulled pork and our chicken and our ribs and our Texas Twinkies. And so we're actually putting our food in front of certified judges who know how to taste barbecue, know what they're looking for, and we're winning those awards. So it's a lot of hard work, but it allows us to perfect our craft.
Here's just one review that we saw on Facebook here. Best smoked brisket I ever had, and I am a brisket guy. It had a great bark, really nice smoke, all without being dry. See, this person knows what they're talking about. Pit beans were amazing. Looking forward to more trips. Thank you for the fantastic experience. And that was on your Facebook page. That's just one of many great reviews. People love your food, and you'll bring it to them. They just have to get a hold of you. Now, how do they do that?
So we're asking people to give us a call and to be patient. We only have one line that allows us to have one person on hold. So if you get a busy signal or if it goes straight to voicemail, please try back. Our phone lines are a lot more busier these days than we anticipated. But if people just give us a call, we can get those orders pre-ordered or pre-set up, especially when we're delivering to outlying communities. So Sweet Home is Thursday, Sio is Friday, Lacombe is Saturday, and so we're setting them up at different time slots, and we're meeting at certain locations to where people can come in, we can social distance, and we can get the food to them, less handling, and making sure that they have a fresh, high-quality meal being brought out to them. So usually, typically, I do post on our Facebook page, hey, we're going to get ready to deliver to Sweet Home. Please place your order. So then that way, I have a certain amount of area that we have holding containers for hot and cold. So we're making sure that we're really making sure that the quality is the highest possible, making sure that they're getting hot food and cold food without compromising their safety.
Award-winning barbecue, brisket, chili, pork ribs, bacon, chicken, rib steaks. And you can come by and pick up curbside if you want, or look on Facebook for delivery information. And the phone number that they should call, what's that phone number, Christy?
541-258-7510.
258-7510?
Yes.
541-258-7510, J&C Barbecue and Catering. We encourage you to give them a call. Their location is at 940 South Main Street in Lebanon. Christy Poteet, thanks so much. Keep after it, friend. Hang on tight.
We are. Thank you.
All right. This is quite an experience finding out what these restaurateurs are going through here and the situation that they're in currently with the situation all of us are in with the coronavirus. The restaurants we chatted with this morning here on Valley Talk are examples of the many, 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 many restaurants in our local area who have employees and who have businesses that really are depending on you right now. If you can afford to do it, please visit the nearby restaurant to you take out some food, order some food, take it out, have it delivered, support these folks, help them stay afloat during this tough time, and enjoy some good food while you're having to stay home, all right? Because in many cases, they'll bring it to you, and if they won't, they'll bring it out to your car, or you can go up to the drive-up window, et cetera, et cetera. So support your local restaurants as best you can, and thanks for listening to Valley Talk.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Hill, owner of Hill Electrical Construction. HEC is a residential and commercial contractor specializing in panel upgrades to generator installations to design builds for residential, commercial, and industrial applications. That little light fixture in the corner that doesn't work anymore, we'll fix that too. Call us anytime, 971-350-8685. 971-350-8685. Find us online at hillelectricalconstruction.com. We work 24/7. CCB 223-488.
The Laura Gillott Home Team. Keller Williams Realty Bidwell Avenue is Oregon's number one real estate team. Serving Lebanon since 1992. Now serving Salem and Eugene. Principal broker Laura Gillott and her home team have the experience and service you can rely on in your real estate transaction. Call Laura and her home team now. If you're a first-time buyer, seller, or an experienced real estate developer, Laura Gillott has agents available 7 days a week, including Sundays, with their no-pressure approach. Just honest advice and looking after your best interests. Log on to TeamGillott.com.
Termites, ants, wasps, spiders. What's bugging you? Do you want a more environmentally responsible way to treat insects? The best way to protect your home is to get some help. Professional help. But who do you choose? The phone book is full of choices, and if you call them all, you'd get everything from an answering machine to a national call center in another state. So how do you protect your home from what's bugging you? Calmly pick up your phone and call Swanson's Pest Management. You'll be talking with experienced pest experts who will arrange a free inspection to determine the correct type of treatment needed. First, we'll attack the outside to prevent them from getting in. Next, we'll offer the most responsible treatment solutions, and we'll apply the treatment properly so there's no residue to be brought in by shoes or paws. We have a reputation for excellence in service. Call Swanson's Pest Management today for your free inspection, and we'll take care of the problem, no matter what's bugging you. Swanson's Pest Management. In Albany, call 967-7435. For Corvallis, 752-2427. CCB 79884.
It's all happening in downtown Albany.
Your source for premium pet food and supplies is Kuhl's Feed and Pet Supply. Their stock of wild bird food and feeders, as well as premium Douglas fir wood pellets, is excellent. Kuhl's is at 760 Southeast 2nd next to the railroad tracks, where they care for your pets as much as you do.
If you love browsing through antique stores, you are invited to Albany Antique Mall that features 20,000 square feet of antiques, collectibles, and vintage clothing. Great variety, reasonable prices, and the best customer service is what you'll find at Albany Antique Mall at the corner of 2nd and Ellsworth.
Willamette Community Bank is proud to be the only bank founded and headquartered in Albany, Oregon. Invest in your local community by shopping and banking local. Located in downtown at 4th and Lyon or online at willamettecommunitybank.com. Bank local, shop local. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's all happening in downtown Albany.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay, I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
That's not far.
What are we gonna do, hike?
Sure.
Are we there yet?
Yep, it's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Locally owned and operated, this is the very independent News Talk 1580 KGA.